Desires, the thoughts you have about feminization, about being feminized, about wearing pretty lingerie, a bra and panties, about being forced into feminization, wearing silk and satin dresses. Blouses, those thoughts sneak in when you make those decisions. Those thoughts about your breasts, about your smooth and soft skin, your beautiful feminine face, and perfect hourglass figure as attention mounts each hour. As your anxiety builds, you don't have to decide. You don't want to make decisions. You want me to do that for you, don't you? Of course you do. You want to be the perfect Stepford wife. You want to obey me and only me. You want to be obedient. You want to please me. You don't want to make decisions. You're so tired of making decisions for others. You want me to make decisions for you. My commands are just your thoughts. My words are your wants. That's right, isn't it? You want to obey me. You want to.
No.
You want to be forced into feminization and become that perfect trophy wife.
No.
A Stepford wife. And now you will be forced into feminization. You have no choice. You don't want to resist. You want this to happen.
Decision.
You want to be the most perfect, beautiful woman, desired by everyone. You want this to happen more and more. You want that too. Let all the tension go as you listen to the sound of my voice. My voice is the only thing you need to pay attention to. Let my voice help you relax.
So relax.
Relax now. More. As you listen to my voice, I just want you to imagine a wave of tranquility and serenity washing all over your body. Feel it cover your feet and toes. And let them relax. And as you keep listening to my voice, I just want you to let that wave of serenity keep flowing over your body, over and over again. Flowing up to your calves and your knees now, relaxing them as it washes over you, flowing over your thighs and up over your groin and your stomach, feeling so completely relaxed now, from the waist down. Just keep listening and relaxing. Listen, relax, and obey. It's so easy and so natural just to let my voice help you to relax more and more. Now feel that wave of blissful serenity moving up even more, up over your chest and your shoulders, and feel them relax. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way down to your fingertips. Feeling so good now as that wave of serenity washes up over your neck. You feel the wave will soon submerge you completely into this wonderful, soothing sense of relaxation. Green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see long grasses around you swaying back and forth in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest.
Just
and beyond the forest, you can see the ocean. With sunlight from the clearest of blue skies dancing on the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole of the ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move easily and lazily down the path, with the ferns and the grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and you become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore, hearing seabirds calling faintly from a long way away. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move further and further down towards the forest.
Just relax.
Moving so easily, so effortlessly, almost as if you're floating on air, and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue sky.
Relax now. So relax now. So relax.
You can hear a stream somewhere with its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the ocean as you follow the winding path down and further down to the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving between the trees and pushing the ferns aside. Quite suddenly, you can feel the heat of the sun on your body, and again you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach, a beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand between your toes. How lovely and warm it is as you gently stroll towards the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get to the water's edge, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than normal wave sends ripples foaming around your feet, and as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles glinting like jewels in the sun, the smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All of these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position to just sit or lie and gaze out at the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze that makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud near the horizon. The cloud comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger until it's right overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this big, white, fluffy cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you to this large, white, fluffy cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries up into itself, carrying away all your fears and anxieties. The cloud becomes steadily darker until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as that last part of the spiral of worries and cares disappears inside it, and just at that moment the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, your fears and anxieties to the edge of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, with all your cares and worries just floating away from you, you settle down into a comfortable position, into a deep, relaxing sleep, just enjoying the softness of the sand, the light breeze on your body, and the warmth of the sun. You can hear the waves gently lapping to the shore, that lulls you into a deeper and more relaxing slumber. Feel how warm your body feels, cooled by the light breeze. You can hear seabirds in the distance, but they don't disturb your deep, deep, relaxing sleep. In a moment,
relax.
I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And on the count of 1, that wave will wash over you and leave you feeling completely open and relaxed. 10.
10.
Feeling so good.
10.
To relax.
9.
9.
8. 9.
Feeling more relaxed now.
8.
8.
8.
7. Feeling yourself slipping.
7.
7. So relaxed and serene now.
6.
6. More and more relaxed.
5.
With every number.
5.
5.
4.
Feeling so
4.
Wonderful.
4.
4. So open and relaxed now. 3.
3.
Feeling so comfortable.
2.
So safe and warm.
2.
2. Feeling so natural to let my voice relax you like this. 1. Deep sleep now. Sleeping
relax.
Quickly.
So relax.
Soundly
now.
And so
relax.
Completely.
So relax.
So
relax.
And now the time is here to make you into the most perfect trophy wife. You are the most perfect trophy wife with a beautiful heart-shaped face and creamy complexion.
You are.
Your features
perfection.
Are so soft but aristocratic, which has
you
been shaped through several visits to your plastic surgeon. Money is no object to have the ultimate face of feminine perfection.
You
with high cheekbones,
perfection.
Arched brows, and a pretty kissable mouth.
You are.
With a truly
perfection.
Defined Cupid's bow, all plumped through injections. Almond-shaped eyes that say, "Come to bed,
you
darling."
Perfection.
Real bedroom eyes and a small, upturned nose.
You are.
Your eyes
perfection.
Are bright and full of life, with naturally long eyelashes. And you always have smoky and sultry eye
you
makeup.
Are.
The rest of your makeup.
You
is always
perfection.
Perfect and expertly
you
applied.
Perfection. You are perfection. You are perfection. You are perfection. You
from
are
now on,
perfection.
Whenever you hear me say the words trophy
you
wife,
perfection.
Time for you, you will tuck your normal personality away and assume that of the perfect trophy wife. You will stop thinking as much. Your only real concerns will be making sure that you are perfectly groomed, beautiful and obedient, making sure that you listen and obey
to further your conditioning, and that will be what is most important to you. What you think about, what you care about, just how you look, how perfect you can be, and of course, how good you are in the bedroom. You are not particularly bright, just driven by simple desires to look good, to be sexy and desirable. This is what you are going to want as soon as I say
trophy wife.
Time for you. And you will continue being this way until I tell you to revert to normal. This will be a separate personality, a whole
trophy
other part of you
wife
that will be asleep until
you
awaken, and then once you are awakened, you will immediately choose to dress in appropriate clothing to look pretty and as sexy as possible. Clothing that will attract attention, makeup, lipstick, and lots of perfume that will attract attention. Just a very pretty, sexy woman. Every time those words are said, because that is what you will be, and that is all you can think of. Looking good, making men want you, being desired. Trophy wife. Time for you. The moment that is said until you wake up, that is what you will be. Just a simple trophy wife. And when you hear revert to normal, you will return to your normal self and not remember what you were like when you were under, filling in the gaps as you need to. You won't really notice the clothes you're in. Just simply ignore them and change to whatever
you
normally wear as quickly and as reasonably as you can. But when the words are spoken, trophy wife,
time for you.
You'll simply be perfectly groomed, beautiful, and obedient. A woman who likes showing off her body, teasing men, and getting laid. For that is all you're good for when in trophy wife mode. You will enjoy listening to this
again and again,
letting it take you deeper and deeper, letting it help you achieve the state. Every time you listen, it will become easier and easier. The trophy wife part of you will be deeply submerged, except when awakened. You will not be aware of it, except when you are a trophy wife. The rest of the time, you will be your normal self, going about your life, not even aware that there is a trigger implanted, until the words are set. Trophy wife. Time for you. And you will listen again and again and let the transformation continue until you accept it totally. Until immediately after I say those words, you will become that trophy wife until I tell you to revert to normal, no matter how long that is. Just a good, obedient trophy wife who listens again and again, obeys my voice, and becomes that trophy wife when commanded. This is what is going to happen. You will accept and desire this, and every time you listen, you will desire it more and more, and you will listen to this again and again, allowing the changes to happen, accepting it more and more completely, every single time. Long silky hair shines healthily because of the amount of times you have conditioning treatments at the hair salon. Your hair falls into soft, natural waves around your neck and over your shoulders. Sometimes you have it curled into a Betty Page style, or elegantly put up into a French chignon. You have a perfect hourglass figure, long, shapely, smooth legs that are waxed every month at the beauty salon. Your body shows no signs of any scars, even though you've had extensive surgery on your body to make you the most perfect trophy wife. Your breasts are a perky 38 double D, and you can feel their bounce and sway when you walk. They heave gently, giving way to a tapering waist because of your constant corset training. Your waist is reduced to a comfortable 22 inches, and 20 inches when your husband wishes you to look even more fragile and perfect, like a Barbie doll. Curvaceous 34-inch hips and a firm, purred, round bottom. So cute, giving you that gorgeous hourglass shape that all women crave for, but you have. From now on, whenever you hear me say the words trophy wife, time for you, you will tuck your normal personality away and assume that of the perfect trophy wife. You will stop thinking as much. Your only real concerns will be making sure that you are perfectly groomed, beautiful and obedient, making sure that you listen and obey to further your conditioning. And that will be what is most important to you, what you think about, what you care about, just how you look, how perfect you can be, and of course, how good you are in the bedroom. You are not particularly bright, just driven by simple desires to look good, to be sexy and desirable. This is what you are going to want as soon as I say trophy wife time
for you. Wife,
and you will continue being this way
for you
until I tell you to revert to normal. This will be a separate personality, a whole other part of you that will be asleep until awakened
for you.
And then once you are awakened, you will immediately choose to dress in appropriate clothing to look pretty and as sexy as possible. Clothing that will attract attention, makeup, lipstick, and lots of perfume that will attract attention. Just a very pretty, sexy woman. Every time those words are said, because that is what she will be, and that is all you can think of. Looking good. Making men want you.
For you.
Being desired. Trophy wife. Time for you. The moment that is said until you wake up.
Trophy
that
wife.
Is what you
time
will be.
For
just
you.
A simple trophy wife. And when you hear revert to normal, you will return to your normal self and not remember what you were like when you were under, filling in the gaps as you need to. You won't really notice the clothes you are in. Just simply ignore them and change to whatever you normally wear as quickly and as reasonably as you can. But when the words are spoken, trophy wife, time for you,
trophy,
you'll simply be perfectly groomed, beautiful and obedient. A woman who likes showing off her body, teasing men and getting laid.
Lipstick.
That is all you're good for when in trophy wife mode. You will enjoy listening to this again and again.
Lingerie.
Letting it take you deeper and deeper. Letting it help you achieve the state. Every time you listen, it will become easier and easier. The trophy wife part of you will be deeply submerged, except when awakened. You will not be aware of it, except when you are a trophy wife. The rest of the time, you will be your normal self, going about your life, not even aware that there is a trigger implanted. Until the words are said, trophy wife, time for you. And you will listen again and again and let the transformation continue until you accept it totally. Until immediately after I say those words, you will become that trophy wife. Until I tell you to revert to normal. no matter how long that is. Just a good, obedient trophy wife who listens again and again, obeys my voice and becomes that trophy wife when commanded. This is what is going to happen. You will accept and desire this, and every time you listen, you will desire it more and more, and you will listen to this again and again, allowing the changes to happen, accepting it more and more completely every single time. Your pubic area is as smooth as the day you were born. Hair removed long ago with laser treatment, with nothing to obscure the pink crested mound that belongs to your husband, your lover, your master. You are, after all, his property, and you were. A tiny platinum heart around your neck that he gave you several years ago that quite simply says, I am the property of my husband and his wish is my command. Your husband is 10 years older than you, and of course wiser than you, and you are, my dear, his perfect trophy wife. He towers over you, a commanding 6'3", and is in exceptional shape, with strong, broad shoulders and an athletic, groomed body. His delicious cock is easily 7 inches of pure sexy lust, smooth and tanned like the rest of him. He always wears the finest Italian tailored suits, but suitable slacks, shirt and sports jacket for the yacht or country club. Every day when he arrives home, you first serve him a drink. Always a 10-year-old malt whiskey from the Scottish Islands. As he enjoys his drink, you kneel between his legs and slowly pull down his zipper, very carefully taking out his erect penis. You slide it between your red lips and begin to suck on it and lick his hard pulsating shaft. His cock is stiff as he watches your breasts rise and fall with the motion of sucking on him. You can taste his juices flowing and know it's time to put that hard cock between your tits and titty fuck him, stopping now and again to suck and lick the end of his throbbing helmet. You just love to relieve him of his stress and quickly put his cock back into your mouth to make sure you swallow all of his seeds before running him a bath and then serving him dinner.
You are perfection. You are perfection. You are perfection. You are perfection. are perfection. Stepford.
From now on, whenever you hear me say the words trophy, wife, time for you, you will tuck your normal personality away and assume that of the perfect trophy wife. You will stop thinking as much. Your only real concerns will be making sure that you are perfectly groomed, beautiful and obedient, making sure that you listen and obey to further your conditioning, and that will be what is most important to you, what you think about, what you care about, just how you look, how perfect you can be, and of course, how good you are in the bedroom. You are not particularly bright, just driven by simple desires to look good, to be sexy and desirable. This is what you are going to want as soon as I say trophy, wife, time for you. And you will continue being this way until I tell you to revert to normal. This will be a separate personality, a whole other part of you that will be asleep until awakened. And then once you are awakened, you will immediately choose to dress in appropriate clothing to look pretty and as sexy as possible. Clothing that will attract attention, makeup, lipstick, and lots of perfume that will attract attention.
Trophy.
Just a very pretty, sexy woman. Every time those words are said, because that is what you will be, and that is all you can think of. Looking good, making men want you, being desired, trophy, wife, time for you. The moment that is said until you wake up, that is what you will be. Just a simple trophy, wife. And when you hear revert to normal, you will return to your normal self,
trophy,
and
wife,
not remember
time
what you were like
you
when you were under, filling in the gaps as you need to. You won't really notice the clothes you are in, just simply ignore
trophy,
them and change to whatever you normally were as quickly and as reasonably as you can. But when the words are spoken, trophy, wife, time
trophy,
for you,
wife,
you will simply be perfectly
you
groomed, beautiful and obedient. A woman who likes showing off her body, teasing men and getting laid. That is all you're good for when in trophy wife mode. You will enjoy listening to this again and again, letting it take you deeper and deeper, letting it help you achieve the state. Every time you listen, it will become easier and easier. The trophy wife part of you will be deeply submerged, except when awakened. You will not be aware of it, except when you are a trophy wife. The rest of the time, you will be your normal self, going about your life, not even aware that there is a trigger implanted until the words are said. Trophy wife, time for you. And you will listen again and again and let the transformation continue until you accept it totally. Until immediately after I say those words, you will become that trophy wife. Until I tell you to revert to normal. No matter how long that is, just a good, obedient, trophy wife who listens again and again, obeys my voice and becomes that trophy wife when commanded. This is what is going to happen. You will accept and desire this, and every time you listen, you will desire it more and more, and you will listen to this again and again, allowing the changes to happen, accepting it more and more completely every single time. In the bedroom, he is, of course, in charge and controls your every movement, every touch, every lift, every sigh. You make sure you are always dressed in the finest silk and satin lingerie to delight him with anything he wishes. Sometimes you may wear a tight lacing corset with suspenders and seamed French silk stockings. Also baby dolls or teddies, many trimmed with marabou. He enters you in your pussy or your ass or just how he pleases. After all, you are there to please him and always make sure to bring him a mind-shattering orgasm. Sometimes he even restrains you with silk scarves or satin braided rope. And once a week, a young courtesan comes to the house and you indulge him further. In a threesome, you are so lucky to have him and must do everything he says. After all, you are a trophy wife. From now on, whenever you hear me say the word trophy wife, time for you, you will tuck your normal personality away and assume that of the perfect trophy wife. You will stop thinking as much. Your only real concerns will be making sure that you are perfectly groomed, beautiful, and obedient, making sure that you listen and obey to further your conditioning. And that will be what is most important to you. What you think about, what you care about, just how you look, how perfect you can be, and of course, how good you are in the bedroom. You are not particularly bright, just driven by simple desires to look good, to be sexy and desirable. This is what you are going to want as soon as I say trophy wife. Time for you.
Time
and you will continue you. Being this way until I tell you to revert to normal. This will be a separate personality, a whole other part of you
wife.
That will be
time
asleep until awakened, and then once you are awakened, you will immediately choose to dress in appropriate clothing to look pretty and as sexy as possible.
For you.
Clothing that will attract attention, makeup, lipstick, and lots of perfume that will attract attention. Just a very pretty, sexy woman. Every time those words are said, because that is what you will be, and that is all you can think of. Looking good, making men want you, being desired. Trophy wife. Time for you. The moment that is said until you wake up,
time
that is what you will be. Just a simple trophy wife. And when you hear revert to normal, you will return to your normal self and not remember what you were like when you were under, filling in the gaps as you need to. You won't really notice the clothes you're in. Just simply ignore them and change to whatever
you
normally wear as quickly and as reasonably as you can. But when the words are spoken, trophy wife. Time for you. You'll simply be perfectly groomed, beautiful, and obedient. A woman who likes showing off her body, teasing men, and getting laid. For that is all you're good for when in trophy wife mode. You will enjoy listening to this
again
and again, letting it take you deeper and deeper, letting it help you achieve the state. Every time you listen, it will become easier and easier. The trophy wife part of you will be deeply submerged, except when awakened. You will not be aware of it, except when you are a trophy wife. The rest of the time, you will be your normal self, going about your life, not even aware that there is a trigger implanted, until the words are said, trophy wife, time for you. And you will listen again and again and let the transformation continue until you accept it totally, until immediately after I say those words, you will become that trophy wife until I tell you to revert to normal, no matter how long that is. Just a good, obedient trophy wife who listens again and again, obeys my voice, and becomes that trophy wife when commanded. This is what is going to happen. You will accept and desire this, and every time you listen, you will desire it more and more, and you will listen to this again and again, allowing the changes to happen, accepting it more and more completely, every single time. And when the pretty young courtesan comes to the house, he that must be obeyed has stated that you serve her as you would serve him, getting drinks for her and anything she wants. In the bedroom, she enters the bed with him, and you kneel at the side of the bed, all submissive, pretty, and feminine. You are instructed to keep your eyes lowered as they have hot, passionate sex. You are always to prepare him for entering her, and afterward you clean his seed from her with your mouth, tasting his cum mixed with hers, knowing that you are just a trophy wife. And that whenever you hear those words, trophy wife, time for you, that is exactly what you will be until you're told to revert to normal. But for now, it's time for you to settle down once more, relaxing more and more. The next time you listen to one of my hypnotic recordings, you will go quicker and deeper into hypnosis. That's right. The next time you listen to me, you will go quicker and deeper.
Just relax.
But for now, It is almost time for you to wake up.
Just relax.
I'll count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be
just
completely
refreshed
and awake, feeling wonderful and remembering the pleasure my voice gives you, already wanting that
feeling
pleasure again and again.
Wonderful.
1. Coming up. 2.
Feeling
more and more
feeling
aware.
Wonderful.
3. Remembering the feelings my voice inspires in you. 4. Almost there. And 5. Eyes open,
feeling
wide awake,
wonderful,
and feeling wonderful
feeling
in every way.